today. So it looks like a warm, dry day for everybody. High temperature in the middle 70s. A sun cloud mix, more clouds than sun, though. I think we're dry today. Risk of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Maybe some thunderstorms, but that would be late tonight, low 61. Then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet tomorrow morning. Some of those could be on the strong side through about noonish, and then after that, they start to shift out of the river region and into southeast Alabama. 73 the high tomorrow, 47 low tomorrow night. Thanksgiving is a nice day. High temperature up to about 67. Black Friday, a little warmer, comfortable. Sun, 73.
Okay.
And then for the game on Iron Bowl Saturday. There's can't rule out a shower, but I think the chances are small during the game. And temperatures in the 70s.
Ooh.
It's pretty nice. And maybe some strong to severe storms perhaps on Saturday night. So there you go. And right now this morning we are starting to warm up. In fact, as I speak, it is 58 degrees now.
Now, there's one thing you said there, Rich, and thank you for the forecast, especially that great one for Iron Bowl Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be warm.
But you said one phrase, risk of showers in the overnight hours.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that sounds like a Teddy Pendergrass song.
Sounds like a country classic, right?
Yeah,
risk
exactly.
of showers in the overnight hours, baby.
Right. So, you know, we'll call up Chris Stapleton. Hey, get on it. We got a song title for you. You provide the lyrics.
We found out Chris Stapleton is on the Waffle House. He got a I forget what they call the award, but he got the award for what was it called? Toonie Award for most played tunes at a Waffle House.
They still have jukeboxes.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Chris Stapleton. Yeah.
He's one of the few country artists I really listen to.
Oh.
I like him a lot.
Well,
he's talented.
He's now a Toonie winner.
Well, good to hear. And again, risk of showers in the overnight hours.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, Eve guys.
Oh, shut up,
Siri. She doesn't understand.
Yeah, because we weren't talking to you. News and Views is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Haneville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you know where they are, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Luke Wire is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luke Wire is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the river region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the river region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. And Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family.
this Black Friday. We'll see you at Boot Barn.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Under your butts.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come alive and your mind is not your own.
Welcome.
Lonely is the night
to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
And guess who else is here?
Frisco Rivershone.
Frisco the intern.
Yeah, I had to fire Daryl, the intern. All I wanted him to do was keep his mouth shut and look out for the Horowitz report.
Last time I was on the air with you, Joey, you really were mean to him. I mean, you had him in that corner.
He deserved it. How do you think these kids are going to learn? Going to learn to be functioning adults in this world if you don't relentlessly yell at them.
He stormed out in tears, so I just, you know.
Not tough enough. A little snowflake there. So we have a new intern, Frisco Rivershone. He's been promoted. You're not just a hangout guest. Now you're an intern here at News and Views.
Self-proclaimed.
Does anybody need any coffee? You guys good?
No, I'm good.
Everybody good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks, pal.
I've got my energy drink already.
You know, we can't drink up here, as you know.
Right. My energy drink is very far, far away from the board. Like several feet.
He's going to be on a good one then today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, there's Senator Kennedy. John Kennedy from Louisiana on Fox News right now. I like that guy.
I do too.
Did you see where he got really riled up at that Trump rally in Louisiana? These goat's milk latte sipping avocado toast eating liberals.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
It must suck to be a liberal or something.
These people think they're better than us. And I love this guy because his accent, it can betray him.
It's very nasally. And you know, if some people, somebody gave me good advice, always be yourself unless you suck.
he has one-liners all over the place.
He's not a Kennedy.
No,
good God, no.
But he's
like an estranged cousin or something.
He's a legal scholar and law professor, though. So it's not like he's any fool. Like, he's actually quite intelligent when it comes to constitutional law and whatnot. He's become one of my new favorites up in the Senate. Very good on TV, and I think he's a good asset to have for the Republican Party. Of course, the media are going after him. They're going after another senator that we all love. I think we all love him here now. I had a little bit of a tiff with him years ago over war. You know, that tiny issue of war. Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey now is being attacked by the media at the behest of Vice President Joe Biden. Now, I want to play this clip. It's short. Here's Joe Biden talking about Lindsey Graham.
They're asking Lindsey Graham. They have him under their thumb now.
Under their thumb.
They know, he knows, if he comes out against Trump, he's got a real tough road for re-election. Number one, I am disappointed, and quite frankly, I'm angered by the fact he knows me. Mm. He knows my son. Mm-hmm. He knows there's nothing to this. Mm. Trump is now essentially holding power over him that even the Ukrainians wouldn't yield to. Ukrainians would not yield to, quote, investigate Biden. There's been nothing to investigate about Biden or his son. And Lindsey is about to go down in a way that I think he's going to regret his whole life.
What do you say to him?
I say, Lindsey, I'm just embarrassed by what you're doing for you.
You ought to be embarrassed about what your son did.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell is that? It's like we've known each other a long. Lindsey, don't do it, Lindsey.
Oh, he loves to play the victim. Get off the cross, Joe. We need the wood.
Indeed we do. But Lindsey Graham finally,
Lindsey went quiet. I was just like, okay, I'm working on some serious stuff. I got to prepare to interview Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General with the Department of Justice, in front of all the American people. And we got to get this big thing out there, so I'm going to be quiet about it. But I'm still going to call on Joe Biden.
So Lindsey finally responded. He started doing that yesterday.
Is this an effort to try to muddy up the water for Joe Biden in his presidential run?
Okay, before Lindsey just starts talking, what kind of hell of a question is that? This is just an effort to muddy the waters on Joe Biden.
Who's asking this? NBC?
An NBC reporter. Like, no, there couldn't be possibly anything to the Hunter Biden Burisma thing. As you just said, Jack, Biden should be embarrassed. I don't think Biden's embarrassed because I think Biden was in on it.
He had a prosecutor fired because that prosecutor was looking into Burisma, where his son served on the board of directors.
Absolutely.
That's the real issue here, not that Trump leaned on the president of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden. This, what Biden and his son did, is shameful, and it's illegal, and he ought to be taken to task. And hell, he ought to be impeached. He should have been impeached when he was vice president.
But really, is Joe Biden really saying to Lindsey, part of that seemed like a veiled threat. Like,
you'll live to regret this.
Right, but another part of it, it's always weird. It's like, Lindsey, we go way back, Lindsey.
Well, it's almost like, hey, man, they were swamp buddies or something. And now that John McCain doesn't have his thumb on Lindsey Graham.
Remember the time now, and the place of the guy, the dead body? Like, it was all fine, Lindsey.
And what's Biden going to do? Out him as being gay? Hell, everybody knows that.
Let's let Lindsey continue.
An effort to find out who did what. Nobody in the media seems to care about what role Hunter Biden played in terms of stopping the investigation of Burisma, a company he was serving on where he received $50,000 a month. For what, I don't know. Was he hired as an insurance policy to make sure they wouldn't be investigated? I don't know. But I do know this, that after the investigation of Burisma started, Hunter Biden contacted his friends in the State Department. The Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, made three calls to the Ukrainian president.
It's true.
And about 6 weeks later, the investigation was terminated. I hope there's nothing there. I do like Joe Biden. I like him a lot. I think he's a fine man. I've traveled the world with him. But in 2008, when he was the running mate of Barack Obama, he fought hard against John McCain. That's the way it works in politics. I can promise you this, that if this were Mike Pence's son, you wouldn't be saying, well, political fact has cleared it. You'd be calling for an investigation. And when these questions were being asked in the House, Adam Schiff shut it down. I'm asking for the transcripts of the phone call between the vice president and the president of the Ukraine after the Burisma investigation opened. I'm not saying Joe did anything wrong, but I want to see the transcripts. And if there's nothing there, I'll be the first one to say there's nothing there. But we're not going to live in a country where just one party gets investigated.
Good for you, Lindsey.
I like Lindsey Graham all worked up. And a lot of people said he changed after McCain died, and that's certainly true, but I think the exact moment is the Kavanaugh hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he saw that it was a big lie.
Right. I think he woke up at that moment.
And so did Susan Collins, for that matter.
They realized this is, we've played, somewhat fair as you can play with the other side of the aisle in politics, because, this is what the Senate's all about. But I think he realized right then and there, we're dealing with forces that are unusual. People say, don't normalize the bad orange man, the bad orange Mussolini's behavior. Don't normalize it. Well, don't normalize your own behavior. Like, we just keep going to the bottom of the barrel here. It's gutter politics. And I hope we survive it. This hour of News and Views, folks, forgot to tell you earlier, is brought to you by Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Call Dan Black Studios today until the end of November. Time's almost up. 50% off for all News and Views listeners for tape to DVD transfers. So call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. So, Jack.
Yes, sir.
You want to go to the phones?
Sure.
272-9228 is the number. And that's the number Red Top called. My favorite curmudgeon. Good morning, Red Top.
Here's the morning report, guys. First of all, you know, when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I just talked with the mayor's office.
Yeah.
With Denisha, the mayor's representative, super nice lady, and told him to come on the radio and tell us what's going on in the city, or just come on the radio, get acquainted, let us talk to him. I said, we all like him, want him to do good. I even went so far as to say, mayor could get in his car, drive over to Carmichael Road, and get on the air and talk to the people anytime he wants. And so I encouraged her. She said he's very busy today. And I said, well, I guess so. And he might give you guys a call.
Okay, cool. That's great.
I am the first person to request anything like this, guys. And this, she was kind of overwhelmed. In fact, she gave the mayor my telephone number. Boy, first time I give my telephone number to a mayor of a city. But so we'll see how that turns out.
Well, I have to say, for your extra effort, we didn't ask you to do this. You get a gold star.
And some other Jack, that joke you just told, get off the cross or need the wood. I'm 66 years old. I never heard that. That's so damn funny. I can't believe it.
He's chock full of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one, Jack.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, that's good. I couldn't believe I heard that. Is that original? Because I ain't never heard that before.
No, I heard it in a movie. Some movie with drag queens in it. It was one of those.
Lord have mercy, that's funny. And I came to a revelation last night. Y'all go, oh, God, this is obvious. But both you guys' initials are J.C.
True.
Yes, Dr. Ken has pointed that out.
Yeah, so your show could be the J.C. Squared show.
Yeah.
Well, we hope we're not square there.
Oh, no, I'm square about either one of you guys. Enjoy it, and this is exciting news. I just want to tell you I did my job, called the mayor. If you tell me to call the Pope him, I'll call him. Hell, I don't care. I used to be a realtor. I'll call anybody. See you guys.
Thanks. See you, Red Top.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. Following up on the story we talked with Senator, former A.G. Sessions, with yesterday about Sheriff Big John Williams. No bond for suspect in Sheriff Big John Williams' killing, which seems about right given the circumstances. Man charged with murder in the shooting, reports the Montgomery Advertiser. The shooting death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams appeared in court Monday. William Chase Johnson is his name. He's 18 years old, arrived escorted by four state troopers. He is the son of a Montgomery County Sheriff's Office deputy. He was wearing black and white striped jail garb, and was restrained in handcuffs and ankle chains. We're looking at the photo here now. He appeared before Crenshaw County, it says circle, that should be circuit, right?
Circuit judge.
Yeah, it says circle here in this copy. We all make mistakes. For instance, I said stripped, not striped. Tom Sport. The whole process took less than 5 minutes. Sport told him of the charge against him, the murder of Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams.
And he asked him, did he want a court-appointed attorney, or did he want his own attorney? And the poor kid, I mean, I say the poor kid, I mean, he's obviously troubled in some way, but he said he didn't know, you know. And
well, Johnson said he understood the charge.
He understood the charge.
But he didn't know if he wanted
some debate, and this does not excuse the shooting.
Sure.
So please don't interpret what I say to mean that.
Right.
I don't know that the sheriff was in uniform when he approached the car. However, the guy is 6'6". The sheriff was 6'6" tall. He was going over there to inquire about the loud music, and he gets shot in the head. To me, it doesn't matter whether he's wearing a badge or not.
Right, and also he's very well known as the sheriff.
Well, but this kid lives in Montgomery, so he may not have known who he was, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it right. And but I, you know, you got to feel sorry for this kid's family. I mean, they didn't ask
That's
for
true.
This.
That's true.
They sorry, did not bro. Ask for this, and I bet they're just...
That's the essence of tragedy. This
I have
isn't
a
good
source who told me that they are totally grief-stricken.
Yeah, I believe
and
it.
And you can imagine.
I believe it. I mean, when you're raising your kid, and probably it's been, I mean, a few ups and downs. I'm just guessing here. A few ups and downs in life. Okay, your kid's 18 years old, and then this happens.
Well, and his dad's in law enforcement. Right. I mean, it's just a tragedy all around.
Yeah, this is. We'll continue following this as it unfolds because there is a lot of rumor and innuendo out there on social media, the interwebs and whatnot, about what exactly went down. It seems like there were a lot of people on the scene when this happened, when the shooting and death occurred.
There ain't much to do in Haynesville, Alabama, Joey.
Really?
On a weekend, except to go to the QV store.
Yeah, but it's. And because there are so many people there, you're getting a lot of different stories. So I believe there are cameras on the premises, so we'll find out what went down hopefully soon. And, you know, we can take one person's call or another person's opinion, but I'd rather stick with the facts as best as possible as we know them. Yeah, I've learned this, and, you know, I've only been doing this, what, 8-9 years, but I've learned with any type of shooting, no matter what type of shooting it is, it's best to wait on reporting the facts.
And you know, once you pull that trigger, you can't take it back.
Yes, sir.
You know, you gotta, I know somebody was trying to break in my house one night. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. It was 1:30 in the morning. My dog went ballistic because apparently the guy was trying to jimmy the lock and she heard that. My bedroom's all the way in the back, but I'm in a patio home. I have a straight shot at the front door from my bed. And I didn't hear it, and she went nuts and ran up to the door. And then the doorbell started ringing. And at the time, I had that damn medical boot, and I had to put that on. And I grabbed my pistol, and I went and I opened the door, which I should not have done. And I saw somebody standing there, their hat lowered right above their eyes. And I shut the door and hit the deadbolt. And I kept saying, who is it? And he kept saying, Rob. And I said, I don't know a Rob. Hell, I know about 10 Robs. But I had to, you know. So what I did was I went and got my phone, which was in the bedroom, and I got 911. He said, is that a pistol you have in your hand? I said, yeah, UMF. And if you think you're going to come through this door, it's going to be over for you. And I thought for a split second. Then he kicked the door, and he broke the regular lock on the doorknob, but not the deadbolt.
Sure.
I was going to shoot, and something told me not to do it. I mean, I was crouched down in the hallway, and I was just going to shoot through the door. I didn't care because I felt like in imminent danger. This guy was probably hopped up on something, and I thought, my God. And I had a 911 dispatcher on the phone. Oh, sir, please.
Well, don't
the
shoot,
officer's on the way. Officer's on the way. And she kind of talked me off the ledge. But I was really scared. My dog was going nuts. I mean, I had this little beagle, and she was crazier than I am.
Did they catch the guy?
They caught him down near Country's Barbecue, which is now the hamburger place, the cookout.
Good Lord.
There's some apartments back there, and they caught him, but there was another guy with him, but they didn't catch him. And when I opened the door, I only saw one of them, so I don't know if they were going to... I don't know what they were looking for, but I'm right near Zelda Road, and, you know, they could run to the apartments behind my house and never be seen. But I almost shot the guy. I really did. Sometimes I wish I had, but
it's a scary situation.
It would have been a nightmare.
The fact that he kicked the door after you announced that you do have a firearm,
holding it in my hand,
and then he kicks the door.
And for all the stories we hear about, like, say, the mass shootings, there are all sorts of other stories of people truly defending themselves and their loved ones in a situation very much like you described. I've only been held at gunpoint twice, and both times by police officers. I was doing nothing wrong, but it is still unnerving to have a gun pointed in your face. And you just jogged my memory. It was sophomore year, kind of the summer in between sophomore and junior year at Auburn. I go over to my friend's place. You know Andrew.
Yeah.
And we're just hanging out on a Sunday morning watching TV or something. And all of a sudden, rap, rap, rap at the door. Open it up. And, you know, well-dressed black gentleman, had a, you know, crisp white button-up shirt, khakis. And like, is John so-and-so here? And I'm like, who's asking? And he coughed and grabbed his belt, and I see the badge shimmer in the sun. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's back there. He's still sleeping, sir. But at that time, his partner, the officer's partner, looks in and goes, what's that? I'm like, what's what? He goes, that. And I turn around, and on the counter is our little hookah. setup.
No.
I'm like, it's a hookah. It's, you know, wet tobacco. You get, it's like they sell it at Insomnia down the street. And we decided we didn't want to spend money there. We bought our own. You know, give it to me. I hand it to him. And he starts sniffing. You sure this isn't for marijuana?
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm like, no, sir. I mean, you can test you. He's like, no, never mind. I trust you. Like, what in the world? But, yeah, it's easy to confuse. If you don't know officer, you don't see the badge immediately when they're in plain clothes. Or if it's, I think that was a detective.
Yeah.
So he had his badge on him. But, yeah, we'll see where this story goes. And you can understand the split second. I don't like making policy based on these so-called lifeboat situations or survival situations because people don't react rationally. They just react. And it goes from there. We got to hit a break here, though. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in. 272-922. Oh, showing off your credentials there, Jack.
Damn right. And I got another one bigger than that one.
He's flashing his wallet.
A badge? Citizen patrol?
No, it's a sheriff's badge.
Oh, okay. Oh my.
You got to know people. You know what I'm saying?
But let's hit this break.
Let's hit something.
I'm just imagining, like, when Joe Biden is going up to Lindsey Graham. Like, Lindsey, we had good times. Remember us on the jet? I know for a fact you did cocaine, Lindsey. We shared a mirror together. And I'm imagining, like, Billy Squire's Lonely as the Night as they're flying into, what, Pakistan, as Obama called it? We had times together, Lindsey. Don't investigate me. More news and views after this.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone, sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today. Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
This is
To News and Views from 9 to noon, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell, giving me a sideways glance. Frisco Riverstone, the intern's here. What, you not like Steve Miller Band, Jack?
They're fine. They only did like two songs that I like.
Do you like this song?
Yeah, it's okay.
About a big old jet airliner.
That's why I like that one better.
I like that one better.
You like, I can't remember. Fly Like an Eagle?
It's okay.
All right.
I don't get all lathered up about all that stuff. You know, they think they found a Nye Blanchard's body.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Got right here in front of me, the story.
You know, Macon County behind a church.
You know, I'm getting tired of, we get these reports of a missing person. In this case, my cousin knew Anaya. And so I heard about this early on when she went missing, and I'm getting real tired of these missing person cases ending up like this.
Well, I think they've got three arrested now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And I think there's a fourth one at large.
Yeah. Yeah, authorities say they have, quote-unquote, strong reason to believe human remains found in Macon County are those of missing Alabama teen Anaya Blanchard. This is according to the Lee County District Attorney, Brandon Hughes. Oh, that's terrible.
They ought to beat those guys to a pulp.
It's terrible.
What's scary was it wasn't just one monster. I mean, you've got three guys now, possibly four.
There's four.
I mean, that's, that are all somehow involved. I mean, that is...
I mean, some of this could be... There is truly a human trafficking operation going on. Mm-hmm. Some of this could be settling, say, debts of certain sorts.
The guy they kidnapped, and I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away... had a hunting camp, not in this county, that he was getting ready to go to meet some friends. I guess it was a deer weekend or something. And he was at a gas station. And he got kidnapped by these four guys who beat him to a bloody pulp. The poor guy had to go to Atlanta and have, like, brain surgery. And, I mean, it's and they're out. They're out on bond. You know, and if I find out who that judge is, and I think I know but I'm going to say her name on this radio station because I think people need to know, because at election time, this person needs to be voted out.
Well, the whole
this
point
is unacceptable.
The whole point of jail and prison to me is to make sure people who are violent or more than willing to and able to do these things aren't out in public.
Yeah, I mean, so if you have a failure to appear on a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, I'm sure those people are in jail, but it is absolutely ridiculous that somebody that commits a violent act like they committed against these innocent people, and there were two of them, they ought to be locked up and damn key thrown away.
And it goes to our conversation with Cam Ward the other day, Jack, the state senator Cam Ward, is that I asked him about the judiciary and resources, and he made the point beautifully. We don't have enough resources to get cases done quickly and swiftly, especially when it comes to violent criminals, but we will nickel and dime to death the poor.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous the way we're operating our system. And I feel for a lot of the folks who are working within the system, trying to make it work, and they don't have the resources to do it.
Well,
not blaming any particular judge or person, though we could question
the
judgment.
Our courts are woefully underfunded thanks to the Alabama legislature.
Indeed. Indeed. It should be one of the most basic functions of government, even for a crazy, kooky, small government libertarian like myself. You need a strong judiciary. And instead, we're spending the money on other things that we're not doing so hot on either. But here, let's...
Well, if they believe that they found her body, I don't think they've confirmed, but I'm pretty sure they feel like that's who it is.
It's terrible.
Man, our heart goes out to the family because I know the mom and dad have both remarried, but they were both very outspoken and so concerned. And I think it was either the mother or the stepmother said, how do... This was before they knew where she was. She said, "How do we move on from this?
Right.
I mean, what a horrible existence that they've had for the last month and a half.
And these issues we're talking about, whether it's human trafficking, missing persons, beefing up the judiciary, making sure the criminal justice system runs smoothly, fairly, justly." This shouldn't be a partisan issue. This shouldn't. We can have arguments over the best solutions, but leave the partisanship for impeachment and those sorts of things. I think everybody can agree we need to get better at these these instances, these sorts of cases. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bud. Bud, welcome to the program.
Bud, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. Michael, what can I say?
Where are you today, Bud?
I'm actually coming up through Mobile while we speak on my way home for the holidays.
That's great.
I just came out from Louisiana. A few things as I listen to y'all talk. Jack, never again stand behind a door, crash down with a pistol. Crash down with a 12-gauge pump.
Well, the pistol was all I had at my disposal at the time.
I understand.
It was loaded in the bottom drawer by my bed, and the shotgun is in the closet, and it wasn't loaded, so.
Okay. Yeah, you shoot that pistol, you fire one projectile. You shoot a 12-gauge pump with double aug. What's coming at that?
Oh, yeah.
That individual. Let's put it that way. Was it Charles Dickens that wrote the book in Tale of Two Cities?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the Tale of Two Cities in Montgomery, and this is so sad. We are the surrounding areas. We have an 18-year-old that possibly, I'm not going to say he did, took the life of a law enforcement officer and the sheriff.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we have a 19-year-old female from Auburn that lost her life in the Montgomery area. How radically different is that? I mean, what is happening to our society now?
That's a very good question, you know. I mean, murder's always gone on.
Right.
You know, and most murders in Montgomery, as I understand it, are not like serial killings. They're like spur of the moment.
Folks that know, folks.
Right. You know, it's like over a girlfriend or a card game or something useless or a drive-by, you know. It's totally senseless, but... It's hard to explain this Anaya Blanchard thing. I mean, it's hard to think that a human being could do this to another human being.
I agree. I mean, you have to at some point say, where is the bottom? Where does it end? And, I mean, you have in other states, 12 and 13-year-olds killing 12 adults, teenagers and everything. I mean, we live in a very sick and sad society nowadays.
But let's go back to the original point, though, Bud, in that Tale of Two Cities. Our society is very big, very wide, very large. And if you look at a lot of different measures, and there are a lot of them, a lot of different ways you can measure this, it's the best time to be alive, ever. And yet, evil persists.
And I agree.
I think it's the evil and the fallen nature of man. I think we can do things, certain things, that can, you know, maybe educate people better, then maybe raise people better. But in general, I think it's foolish for us to think this will completely go away someday.
I'd like to point out, too, that we're in a day and age where social media, I mean, the social media campaign behind Anaya Blanchard when she initially disappeared a couple days after grew and grew and grew into an international thing. And I think that's has a lot to do with where we're at as a society with our technological advances.
Right.
I think it's always happened. But I
was thinking that a minute ago.
I think that things go viral now.
Yeah.
So
it's certainly not underreported anymore.
It's amplified, and with that being said, though, we've also advanced with forensic technology and things like that that I think have helped bring closure to certain cases a lot faster than maybe some of the murders in the 70s.
But I hear where you're coming from. Like, I read these stories. We have to report these stories. And it's stomach-turning. It's heartbreaking. It's every, you know, the words fail me. They don't seem to do justice to the situation. And there's got to be some improvements to this.
Let me throw something out to you. This is actually my original point I want to talk about. I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
If I confess on this radio, I raped a man, I raped a woman.
Don't do it, bud.
I killed a man, I killed a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not admissible?
If you just said it out loud here on the air? And I imagine it'd be admissible unless you could
If you said it to a lawyer or to a priest, I think you'd be okay. If you said it on the airwaves.
Correct. But I put it out there on the airwaves.
It's public information. So, unless you were joking or being satirical, I think that'd be admissible. Absolutely.
Okay.
Unless
so
we couldn't prove. Unless we couldn't prove the phone number.
So you know, if I am the vice president and I confess in front of media, and they record it, video and audio. I'm going to pull this $1 billion away from you unless you fire this man in the next 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that, first of all, by what the Democrats claim, that is a quid pro quo. You know, the Republicans talk about, we're going to subpoena Hunter Biden. Why can't they subpoena Vice President Biden?
I think they wanted to, but, you know, good luck with that.
You have confessed on the TV exactly what you are impeaching inquiries, whatever words you want to use. He's confessing to what you are trying to pin on President Trump.
Exactly, and that's why they're trying to pin it on Trump, to take the attention away from the Biden's relationship with the Ukraine. Because they knew this was coming up, and this is how they tried to do an end around on it.
Correct. Is there a statute of limitations, I wonder, for an ex-public official like Vice President Biden for this kind of crime?
I don't know.
Because I would say this. If you want to subpoena Hunter Biden, they also need to subpoena Vice President Biden and say, explain this. And at the same time, maybe we can get the former president of the Ukraine at that time that he demanded you fire this man or I'm going to withhold this billions. I don't think you can subpoena a foreign head of state, but maybe he would voluntarily come forward.
Well, you really don't need him. You've got Joe Biden himself saying it. It's been recorded, and we've played it a million times, and we're not the only people who have it. It's just the media has chosen not to report it.
And also, as you heard Lindsey Graham earlier in the clip we played, there are now records of calls between Vice President Biden, the point man on Ukraine for Obama at the time, with President Poroshenko of Ukraine. And there are several calls before the so-called pressure campaign quid pro quo Biden put on for that 6 hours. We want to see the documentation. We want to see the documentation of Burisma reaching out to the State Department going, hey, can you help us? Hunter Biden's on our board. I mean, this is,
as
it smells.
As Republicans, we need to grab these Democrats by the nads and squeeze until they squeal.
I don't think we can. We're in the minority. So what we have to do, everybody listening,
in the House,
we've got to take over the House.
I agree, but if they are stupid enough to vote for impeachment, then it goes to the Senate where we have subpoena power. And then we can squeeze, and squeeze until their face turns blue.
Well, I think we can
do
it in the House
if they have done in the House.
Well, if there's a real impeachment, I think we'll have the right to subpoena people.
Oh, in the Senate trial. That's why I keep saying the president's not.
No, I'm talking about it in the
in the judiciary.
Because right now it's just the inquiry.
It's just
it's all
just
one-sided.
I would say good luck even in the Judiciary Committee.
Well, I agree with you. There's a bunch of damn bad actors.
I think if you really want to subpoena and bring witnesses to defend the president, it'll have to be in the Senate. But we got to run, though.
Have a good day.
Thanks, bud.
272-9228, those of you already on the phone, hold your positions. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today. Get 50% off for all News and Views listeners for tape to DVD transfers. 279-6036, 279-6036 is the number to Dan Black Studios, sponsor this hour. This part of the program also brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he has been helping buyers and sellers here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40 years. And at the Goodson Group, they not only help you with buying and selling your property with all that experience and wisdom behind them, but they also have management services available should you want to rent out your home and not have to be the landlord from day to day. They can do that for you while you still make that money of the rent coming in. You can get that revenue just with a small payment to the Goodson Group to manage it for you. The Goodson Group is also home for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. I already mentioned he's been doing this for over four decades. This means that the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs in the state. It's great if you're going for your real estate license and becoming an agent, but even if you're not becoming an agent, it's a great program to take advantage of, so you can be informed when you're out there yourself looking at the real estate market here in the River Region. So check them out today online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call Bo Goodson and his team today, 551-0225. 551-0225. That's the Goodson Group with Bo Goodson, proud sponsor of News and Views. More News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and the intern, Frisco Riverstone, when we come back. They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They headed down south and they're still running today. So here, go on, take the money and run.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit CallDixie.com. Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. On Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family, and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome
Welcome back with to Mars.
Yeah, welcome back to News and
Why are you playing Aquarius? I'm just shocked.
It was in the A's, and I had to get a song on quickly.
Bunch of drag queens.
You know, if we can get a number of people, whether in the river region or people listening internationally, got a call from Canada the other day, a call from London the other day.
Nice.
We can get enough voices singing this song together at the same time.
Oh, it would be melodious.
It would not only be melodious, though, Jack. I think it would usher in the new age of Marianne Williamson as our president.
I think she just felt the song come on, to be honest.
And that way she would put together like one huge bucket, fill it up with divine love, and pour it all over the nation to this soundtrack. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in. Don has been very patient. Oh, yeah, there's Jeff Sessions on the television. Hey, Don, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jack.
Yes, sir?
On the Lowndes County thing, it would be nice if we could all just wait till ADI comes out, but it'd probably take 5 years for the ADI to come out.
Right.
And on the other hand, we see everything through the lens of race. You know, it's my understanding that the sheriff not only told him to turn the radio off, is when he did turn it off, he went into the car himself to turn it off. Now, I don't know if that's true or fact, but let's say it happened to let's flip and reverse it a little bit. Let's say there's a black guy at the raceway here in Montgomery playing his rap music so loud and profane, a cop goes over there out of uniform and tells him to cut it off, and he don't, and the cop goes in the car and does it. There's a scuffle that happens, and the cop's shot. Who do you think people would jump to the side of in that case?
I don't even want to speculate, you know.
Well, you know what is fact. They would say that the cop had no reason to go into the guy's car.
Which people?
And
You said people. What people?
Well, you know, race. Black and white. You know, they ain't gonna need to play around.
We see everything through the
lens of race.
I'm not bringing up race here. I'm saying which people.
Oh, you said which people. No, you know, like right. Yourself. You know,
he
when
said,
I say everything said through the lens of race, you know what I'm talking about.
What he said was if there was a black person in a car with loud music and a right. white officer told him to cut it down and he didn't, and he reached in the car to cut it down himself and he ends up getting shot and killed, he's saying what would happen. I don't even want to try to speculate on that at all. I mean,
but we know who would defend who, and I'm just saying that I don't know if a jury convicts the guy, you know, that's good. But there's more to the story, and folks can't even say. Like, I have a very well known black friend, and I asked him who knows the sheriff, and I know that sheriff. If the guy actually reached into the car. I'm not saying I gave the kid a right to shoot him.
Right.
But was that wrong? The sheriff has no right to go ahead and do that, especially in clothing. You don't know who he is. The proper thing to do would be to identify yourself, and probably the best thing to do if you felt like he's doing something terribly wrong, one answer,
right,
is to call the sheriff in a car.
Yeah. Well, none of us knows what went on.
Yeah.
Even reading
the
stories.
But we won't, and the ABI won't tell us for 3 years, but we're going to hear the story of how a young white kid murdered a police officer.
We'll find out in 5 years. You're right.
Well, I mean, that is...
But, you know, it is strange, though, that you... I can't go to the raceway and I hear blaring music that's revolting, and I've never seen anybody walk over and tell them to cut it off. But some white kid in Lowndes County is going to be told to cut his music off. It's just, you know.
I know, but it's, you know, you don't shoot people.
You don't shoot them, but I could also understand when I'm a guy that goes by the name Big John, comes over, tells me cut it off, and then reaches in to do it. Since I don't, I wouldn't be intimidated or scared. I'm trying not to say that he was right or wrong. I'm just saying this. I will agree
that we don't have all the facts, and none of us should rush to judgment.
Does it make any sense that somebody walked over, told you cut off the radio, and you jump up with your gun and shoot them in the head?
No.
I don't believe nobody's that.
Well, and again, Don, we're sitting here talking, and none of us were there, and all we're dealing with is reports.
But you had no problem a while ago saying that the guy shouldn't get bond. But here's this guy that murdered this little girl.
I said it's understandable that the guy didn't get bond, given you know who his father is.
Yeah, you understood it.
We also said that other people shouldn't get bond.
It would be racist to not give him bond.
Well, let's not weigh into the. We got enough race problems going on without even discussing this in terms of race. Really, I mean, let's. And I know.
View through the lens of race.
Well, a lot of stuff it is. That is true.
That's why I asked which people, because I don't think law enforcement would act any differently from your hypothetical.
Smart. You knew what the comment was. You were trying to act like you...
No, I'm tired of us talking in vague terms, Don. I'm tired of us talking and speculating out of our backside on an issue none of us were there.
Well, I mean,
we're broad brushing how people react to a situation, a hypothetical, and you're throwing up on air to stir this up. I don't understand.
I ever got on the phone.
Well, we did have a white police officer just convicted on Friday for killing an unarmed black man in Montgomery, and the trial was in Ozark. And so, you know, let's just leave the race out of this. I mean, one person shot another person, and it's terrible. And, you know, this kid, I mean, I don't know what went on in his mind. I don't know how scared he thought he was or whatever, but hopefully...
It's 40-something... 40 police people been murdered in the United States this year by gun. And the one that's got the most noise is the white kid from Alabama.
So Big John wasn't a fixture and well-known in that community, as well as general law enforcement, you know...
I'm just telling you, out of all the 40 that's gotten murdered by gun, the white kid in Alabama is the one that gets the big play.
All right, Don.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
I just get tired. The reason I got that way, folks, is I get tired of this vague, loose talk with a wink, wink. You know what's going on here. You weren't there.
I thought our old host had just come in.
None of us were there. You should wait on the facts, and I don't think it's going to take 5 years.
Well, I think Jack actually told a story about kind of self-control when handling a firearm. I mean, I'm a member of the NRA. I shoot guns all the time.
Yeah.
And this, to me, I'm seeing is a case of basically poor gun control.
Yeah.
You know, this 18-year-old kid, you know, legally, was it a concealed gun? Was he even trained to use it?
Well, I'm not... Can you own a handgun at age 18?
I'm not sure.
You have
sure.
to be
I didn't
21.
Start,
I, think I don't know. But, I mean...
You have to be 21 to conceal carry.
Yeah, it's 21 to conceal carry.
Well...
So I'd imagine... I don't know.
You still have to have a pistol license to have a pistol on your person.
Right.
Whether it's concealed or not, you have to have a pistol license.
Yeah.
Now, if you have it in your own home and never take it out, you're okay. But if you take it out, you've got to have a license issued by the Sheriff's Department saying that you are legally in possession of that firearm.
Indeed. We got to hit a break, our top of the hour break. More news and views when we come back. 2:17.
I'm worn out, and it ain't even 10 o'clock.
Well, you're worn out?
Yeah, I'm worn out.